WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Spartan Mindset. This is your boy, Logan Cruz, here to drop some truth bombs and help you level up your life. Today, we're diving deep into something that plagues us all. Fear. Yeah, that sneaky little voice in the back of our heads whispering doubts and holding us back from reaching our full potential. Ever felt like you were on the cusp of something amazing, but then fear pulled the rug out from under you? You know that feeling when you're about to speak up in a meeting or finally apply for that dream job, but your stomach drops and your voice disappears? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? We can conquer this beast. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you identify those fears, understand their root cause, and ultimately build the courage to take action. Because let's be real, living a truly fulfilling life means stepping outside your comfort zone, facing your fears head on, and becoming the badass you are meant to be. First off, we need to acknowledge that fear is normal. It's an evolutionary response designed to keep us safe from danger. But in today's world, our fears often stem from imagined threats or past experiences that no longer serve us. We get caught up in what-ifs and anxieties, letting them dictate our actions instead of living with intention. Remember, fear is a liar. It loves to exaggerate and twist things around to make the unknown seem terrifying. Secondly, identify your fears. Write them down, journal about them, talk them out loud. The more you bring them into the light, the less power they hold over you. See, fear thrives in the darkness. When we confront it directly, its grip weakens. Ask yourself, what am I truly afraid of? Is it failure? Rejection? Success? Once you pinpoint the source of your fear, you can start to dismantle it piece by piece. Now, let's talk about reframing your thoughts. Fear often comes with a barrage of negative self-talk. You might tell yourself, I'm not good enough, or this is too difficult. But we have the power to rewire those thought patterns, challenge those negative voices with positive affirmations and empowering beliefs. Start telling yourself, I am capable, I am worthy, I can overcome this. Next up, action beats inaction every time. The more you act despite your fear, the less control it has over you. It's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. So start small. Take tiny steps outside your comfort zone every day. That could mean speaking up in a meeting, trying a new hobby, or simply saying yes to an opportunity that scares you just a little. Finally, remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but the willingness to act despite it. It's about pushing through those uncomfortable feelings and showing up anyway. It's about embracing the unknown with a sense of adventure and possibility. Every time you face your fears head on, you build resilience and confidence. You become a Spartan in every aspect of your life. Let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this point. There was this young woman named Sarah who had always dreamed of starting her own business. She had a brilliant idea and the passion to make it happen. But fear held her back. She worried about failure, what people would think, and whether she could handle the pressure. But then one day, she realized that her fear was keeping her trapped in a life of unfulfilled potential. So, she decided to take a leap of faith. She started small, offering her services to friends and family, and gradually built her business from the ground up. It wasn't easy. But she persevered through challenges and setbacks, constantly learning and growing along the way. Today, Sarah is a successful entrepreneur, living proof that courage can overcome any obstacle. Remember, The world needs your unique talents and contributions. Don't let fear steal your light. Go out there and make a difference. Listen, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with overcoming fear in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? What are some of your biggest fears, and how are you working to conquer them? Let's build each other up and create a community of courageous individuals who inspire one another every day. And don't forget to subscribe to Spartan Mindset so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay savage, live free, and dominate every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.